Hey sis, welcome to the audio experience of the Moment I podcast, a series where we follow 10 successful women across Africa on the key moments they had self-doubt and regained their confidence. Why this podcast, you ask? Because we all go through it. Those moments of self-doubt, times when we want to go for that promotion, speak up, show out, but we don't. In those moments of doubt, it is important to find the inspiration you need to get your mojo back. And that's what this podcast is, your Mojo Inspo, brought to you by us, your sisters from She Leads Africa, and our hairtastic friends at Darling.
My name is Nsi Gratum, and I'm an actor. I'm sure people probably think they know everything. Well, because most times, you're forced to say things about yourself, even when you don't want to. I had a medical condition. So it happens. And then you know, I went on a hiatus for 4 or 5 years. Who does that? Some balls, they say. I didn't want to do it, but it happened. I lost every bit of confidence in myself. And it's already hard because personally, I'm not someone who naturally has confidence because I don't think anyone's born with it. You have to believe in yourself. And do I? I don't think so. I struggle like any other person. So after the 5-year hiatus, I wasn't getting callbacks. I'd spoken to my manager, that's my team, my family. Was it worth coming back? Would I be able to face the pressure? And yes, I came back. I was on every audition list. No brands wanted to touch me. Nobody wanted to be around me. And that's fair. It is fair. What changed it for me was I got a few calls, but then there was an audition I had, and it was 7 months after. I remember my manager kept saying, it would really be nice if you made it. And I said, I always fail auditions. I'm not good at them. I'm horrible. I'm scared. I don't believe in myself. I don't think my talent is enough. I don't get callbacks. And that's okay. But after 5 years, you don't expect to get a callback. I felt washed up. I felt like the washed up talent who will never make it. And bang. Kemi Adetiba calls me. Yeah. That meant something. And so, did I start to believe? Not yet. I had panic attacks every day on set. She held my hand. I'm grateful for the chances that other people have taken on me. Confidence is not something you're born with. It's you'll get scared, and fear is good, I think. Fear means you care. Fear shows that you believe in something. You're afraid of failing. And my fear drives me. My vulnerability drives me. But I'm thankful that in it all, I find balance. In it all, I steel my mind through meditation. I've got family that loves me. I've got family that loves me. That's my backbone. And then I guess I am thankful for my fans as well, because I think my fans give me confidence. And that's the truth. yeah, I'm not swayed, or I don't care about the hype. I care about the work. So whatever it is you do, no matter how hard you think it is, no matter how tough your life might be, no matter the cards that you've been dealt, no matter how many lemons you get. Yeah, I know. If kids are watching this, not a gin and tonic. That's for the adults. You make lemonade. Loads of sugar. But just attenuate a bit. But yeah, that's it. And then you say to yourself, I'll have the drink and I'll try again.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moment I podcast. Make sure to visit on www.confidentdarling.com, where you can subscribe, check out videos and lookbooks from each episode, enter your own story in our story competition, and never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found this episode valuable, spread the love and share this with your sister. Be sure to come back next week for your Mojo Inspo. Bye!